Warning, the following episode contains mature content and strong language and may not be suitable for all listeners. This episode includes discussion and depictions of serving in the military, identity theft, discussion and depictions of unconsciousness, discussions of death, discussions of containing bodies, depictions of shock from trauma, description of physical trauma and injuries, discussion of pregnancy and an ultrasound, needles, panic, and kidnapping, which may be triggering to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. A transcript of this episode is available on our website or in the show notes. We hope you enjoy this episode of Season 2 of Dining in the Void. After the darkness and the danger and the fear, they can finally take a breath. After the betrayal and the lies and the mind games, they can finally take a breath. After the death and the blood and the tears, they can finally take a breath. After the pain and the loss and the grief, they can finally take a breath. After the safety and the hope and the joy, they will take their last breath.
Are you sure we can trust them? Are we really saved, Mars?
It's pretty much impossible to fake an intergalactic military ship, especially one like that. And given the time I served on one of their ships, I can tell you the SS Kronos looks legit. Just to be safe though, their captain and I will share our military identifications.
I thought you were a part of Earth's military, not the intergalactic one.
Currently, yes, but I served in the intergalactic military a few years ago.
Oh, thank fucking God they're here. Now you can leave and I can take a goddamn nap.
I, for one, won't miss you either, Bea.
Yeah, fuck off and leave me alone.
Hello, I am Captain Jupiter Jovian of the SS Kronos. These are my associates, First Officer Andrew Armando and Dr. Wood Praxis. We are with the Intergalactic Military and are here to rescue you.
Hello, Captain. I'm Dr. Mars Kolb of Earth's Military. May I see your identification?
Of course.
It's nice to meet you, Captain.
Likewise, Doctor. And I presume you are Galatea Ivory.
Yes, I am. How did you find us?
The Intergalactic Military has been searching for you all for about a month now. We got a tip about the dinner party and headed this way. You have my word, no harm will come to you upon my ship. I will protect you and get you home safely.
And how do we know we can trust you?
You don't. And after what y'all have been through, I probably wouldn't trust anyone either. But we are here to help.
If she's lying, we can always steal her ship.
I would rather you didn't do that.
Then let's hope you're telling the truth.
Why the hell did it take so long for you to get here? We've been trapped on this goddamn station for months.
Missing, no one knew you were. Shapeshifters, your places were took. One by one, found out they were.
Would I swear to the stars, if you don't fix that translator, I'll put you on kitchen duty.
Where are the other guests?
Most are down the hall.
Please lead the way. Andro, Wood, I want you on high alert.
Yes, Captain.
You should know that Aveline is the one who trapped us here. She's currently unconscious, along with a shapeshifter named Joe.
Are Ellery and G. Green here as well?
Yeah, they showed up not too long ago. We also had a member of this group called the Family show up. Her name was Cassie Williams. Aveline killed her. Katie Bell-Silver is also dead, although she was dead long before we got here. Katie Bell-Snow, a shapeshifter, took her place while Aveline got a hold of Silver's body. Silver's body is currently in a cooling chamber in my lab.
Stars.
Are you with the military?
Yes, we are. I'm Captain Jupiter Jovian, and these are my associates, Andrew Armando and Dr. Wood Praxis. We are here to take you home.
I will go get Sawyer and his family.
Thank you, Galatea. Wood, Andrew, go take a look at Aveline and Joe. Prep them for transport. Your Highness, my name is Jupiter. We're here to take you home.
She's in shock. She watched her girlfriend die in that explosion.
Has to be alive. She can't be dead. Maybe she got into an escape pod or shapeshifted to survive.
Your girlfriend is a shapeshifter.
Yes, she is. Her name is Katie Bell Snow. She came here as Katie Bell Silver. She's from Zazon.
Is this her?
Yes. Is she okay? How did you find her?
She's unconscious, but alive. We found her in an escape pod along with others. I've got my best people looking at her now. I can assure you that nothing will happen to them under my watch. If something does happen, those responsible will be reprimanded.
Thank the stars.
Gather your things. We'll be leaving soon.
I need to see her.
And you will. But after we make sure you're okay. Status report.
Unconscious both they are. Aveline's suffering from major head trauma, a collapsed lung possible, and many broken bones. Internal bleeding and broken spine possible as well. Scans needed to be sure. Unclear how she is alive. Stabbed in the chest, 3 centimeters from heart, Joe was. Much blood loss. Patch given to stop bleeding. If treatment is not given, die they will.
Let the bastards die. They tortured us and tried to get us to kill each other.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kobe, but we can't do that. They have valuable information we still need, but I promise you that justice will be served.
Ugh.
Wood, please prep them for transport.
Yes, Captain. Come with me, please. Necessary are medical exams.
Once you're finished with Wood, you'll be assigned a cabin to rest in. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask one of the officers.
I need to see Katie Bell. Please.
After your exam, an officer will take you to her. But first, we need to make sure you're all right. You're no good to her if you aren't.
All right.
Where did you take Aveline and Joe?
Some of our other medical personnel are tending to them to make sure they don't die just yet. I assure you they will not be escaping.
Galatea, first you are. Injuries are severe for you. Please, follow me. How these injuries happened? Tell me, please.
I was tortured by Joe during a game they forced Mars and Sawyer to play. I lost my finger, an eye, my hair, my time. I was put in complete darkness and isolation for 6 months, or, well, what was 6 months for me? It's all a bit hazy, if I'm honest. I was under the influence of, well, something. It's a language that incapacitates me. I don't remember everything that happened during that time. Most of what I know, I was told later.
Look at your eye, may I?
Yes, you may.
Cleaned well, you did. No infection.
Mars helped me with that. Still hurts like a bitch, though.
Expected, that is. The wound is still healing.
And my hand. Mars helped stop the bleeding, but I'm worried about it. I've been trying not to use it, but I haven't really been resting with everything that's happened.
New dressing and ointment put on it. Stop using your hand, Yusu. Required is rest for healing. You're pregnant.
Yes.
Far along, how much?
4 months, give or take. I'm just starting to show.
Then not long to go.
No, there is not. I'm in the last quarter of my cycle.
Ultrasound I have, if we'll get fetus you want.
I think I'd like that.
See fetus we will.
Are they okay?
Some stress signs here. Okay, though, they are. Strong heart, healthy signs. Do you want to see?
Yes. It's really them. I can see their feet and nose. They have Melly's nose. The curve is the same as theirs.
Are their parent Melly's?
One of them, yes. Gala is the other.
Rest is needed, especially after trauma. Take care, please.
I will. Thank you.
Is everything okay?
Yes, I think so.
4 months? No, I do not. I woke up alone in this strange room. The days blurring together for God knows how long. These people with blanks over their faces did tests on me. No one would tell me where I was or why I was there. One day, they must have drugged my food because I collapsed not long after eating and then woke up in the hospital.
It must have been quite a shock to come back into society, only to learn your other two partners are missing.
Yes, I suppose shock is an adequate term. I'm told Gala went missing when I did, and Galateo went missing a few months later.
And neither have been found?
No. But I'm not giving up. I will find them and bring them home.
Is that Melly?
Yes, it is. They're alive. After all this time, after looking for so long, being alone, there they are. I need to get a message to them, to let them know I'm alive. I need to know where they were, what happened to them. I need to speak with them.
Let's go find someone to send a message, then go rest in our room. I'll see if I can pull up the entire interview for you.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Dr. Cope, the captain would like to speak with you.
All right. Ah, Dr. Cope. Thank you for meeting with me. Please, sit. Why am I here? Straight to the point, I see. I appreciate the candor. I don't like to be around the bush. Neither do I. I'll be honest with you, Doctor. I've been looking for you for a long time. You can imagine my surprise when I found your name on my missing persons assignment.
What? Why were you looking for me? If it's about my research, it's not difficult to...
How much do you know about your biological mother? About where you came from?
Not much, I guess. I searched for my birth mother, but she had died by the time I found her.
Your file says you had a sister. Did you find any other siblings?
No. Our adoption paper said there was only two of us. What's all this about, Captain?
How confident are you that that's true?
Well, I was pretty confident, but something tells me I shouldn't be.
Now, I know this is probably not the time to bring this all up, but I can't think of a time where it would be. You have another sister. Me.
Bullshit.
I assure you, it's not.
Absolutely fucking not.
Here. I have a DNA kit. I can prove it to you, right here and now. You can check for yourself. Take as many tests as you like.
All right, I'll humor you. I'll take your DNA test.
There you have it.
Full-blooded siblings. I'm 5 years older than you, Mars. I remember when you were born. When our mother found out she was pregnant with you, she knew she needed to run. We went into hiding on Earth, traveling from country to country. When she gave birth to you in Phoenix, we were all given up for adoption. My guess is I was left out of your adoption papers to keep you and your sister safe.
Safe from what?
The family.
What the hell are you talking about?
Our mother was in danger. The family wanted something from her. I was too young to understand what, and even still I'm not sure what they wanted. But they knew about me, I suppose. And in order to keep you two safe, we had to be separated.
Did they come after you?
No, they didn't.
Are you sure?
As sure as I can be. I know how to protect myself.
Why tell me this now? Why not wait until later?
We'll be arriving at our destination in a few hours, and I wanted to give you time to process. Who knows when we will be able to see each other again after we land. But if you want to stay in contact, and if you want to learn more about our mother, here's my card. I understand if you want nothing to do with me.
I don't even know you.
I know. But maybe someday you will. Until then, please take care.
Katie Bell. Thank the stars.
Waverly. Where am I?
We're on a military ship. They saved us.
My crew! My family! There was an explosion and we ran into escape pods. But then I hit my head and everything went black.
Breathe.
Are they okay?
Well, just breathe. The captain said you were found with others. I'm not sure who else was saved, but you weren't alone.
Where are they? Did they save Antares?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll go ask someone and tell them that you're awake.
Wait! Please, don't go. I don't want to be alone. Not yet.
I won't go far. There's a guard right outside the door. They need to know that you're awake.
I know. And you can get them in a minute. But I just want us to be alone for a little while longer.
Okay.
Hey, how do you keep your pants up in space?
How?
With an asteroid belt.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Everything is going to be okay now, I promise. I'm going to take care of you.
And I'll keep you safe.
We'll keep each other safe.
Hello, Katie Bell. Glad to see you're finally awake.
What did you do to her?
I just gave her a sedative. She'll be fine. Joe, take her to the pod and make sure the rest are ready.
Of course, Master.
Now, Katie Bell, you just lay back down. You're in no condition to fight me.
I'll never stop fighting.
No, I suppose you won't. You know, you remind me of myself in that way. We're both survivors.
I'm nothing like you.
Stop! Don't do that! What did you... give me...
Shh.
Evelyn.
Rest now. This will all be over soon.
I promise.
Dining in the Void is a production of Zebulon Podcasts and was created by Allie Hilton. This episode was written by Allie Hilton and the script was edited by Nick Frey. This episode features Molly Alexander as Galatea Ivory, Emmett Moon as Mars Cobe, Allison Delphine as B, Nikki Page as Jupiter Jovian, Angela Tran as Wood, Frank Sinchus as Andrew Armando, Nat as Tala, Sterling Ray as Waverly Black and Aveline Lyon, Tal Manier as the interviewer, Roman Sparra as Melly, Lindsay Zanna as Katie Bell Snow, Ari Day Lin as Aveline Lyon, Rhea as Joe, and Allie Hilton as R. Music was composed by Benny James and Allie Hilton. Sound editing by Tal Manier with assistance from Brad Colebrook and Nico Goldstein. If you enjoy the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/Zebulon Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dining in the Void for updates and more. Thank you so much for listening.